I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Every once in a while, I like to pull down one of the classic treasure hunting books from my shelves and curl up and read once again those words of the masters. Now, usually this mood hits me in the dead of winter, when the ground is frozen and snow-covered and there's no way I'll be getting out into the field for many months. But this summer has been almost like winter in that regard. Record high temperatures almost every day since June, no rain for weeks, and the ground is rock hard. I'd never thought about it before, but hunting when it's been hot and dry for an extended period of time is just as impossible as hunting when it's been cold and snowy. The ground here in central Illinois, and probably where a lot of you live too, is pretty much undiggable. Wood chips and shredded tires in tot lots are still workable, but all the grass around here is already brown, and to dig it is probably to kill it. Okay, enough harping on that. The book I chose this time is from 1974. It's called Treasure Under Your Feet by Roy Volker and Dick Richmond. Roy Volker was a prospector and professional treasure hunter, and he did a lot of diving for sunken ships. He died in 2008. Dick Richmond was a writer for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch for 38 years. His writing skills and Roy Volker's treasure hunting skills were a perfect fit for this book, and even though Volker and Richmond are officially the authors, eight other guest expert treasure hunters contributed chapters to the book. It has 26 chapters, 125 pages, and lots of photographs. This was one of the first books I bought when I decided I wanted to take up this hobby 38 years ago. It toes that fine line between being a book of pie-in-the-eye big treasure hunting stories and more practical down-to-earth little stories about the day-in, day-out coin shooting and relic hunting that most of us do. The first thing that jumped out at me about this book is that unlike many treasure hunting books, the authors are not pushing a particular detector brand. In fact, in the chapter on choosing a metal detector, they don't even mention a single brand name. They recommend that you visit a local dealer and rent several different detectors so you can do some hands-on testing and find the one you like best. You might be taken aback by the fact that this book is nearly 40 years old. And indeed, the chapters on the electronics of metal detecting are hopelessly dated. They discuss beat frequency oscillators and non-discriminating transmitter-receiver detectors. We haven't seen those in decades. But most of the information here is timeless. There are chapters on coin collecting, practicing for beginners, coin shooting, ground mineralization, coin depth, where to search, how to research, keeping what you find, relics, ghost towns, lake, river, and ocean hunting, Civil War and American Western sites, and a whole lot more. The chapters are short and easy to read, and the photos break up the text nicely. And most of all, this book will keep you happily occupied while you're waiting for a break in the weather so you can get back out there and find your own stuff, rather than reading about the finds of others. As I write this, I see that you can buy this book on the internet for as little as $2 plus shipping or as high as $158 plus shipping. I'd go with the $2 one, I think. And it just might be in your local library. This book did get pretty good distribution in its heyday. Again, that's Treasure Hunting Under Your Feet by Roy Volker and Dick Richmond. Thanks for listening, and for a look at my book and some free articles on metal detecting and treasure hunting, visit my website, treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.